Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be looking at material science and how AI is really changing things up, especially for industries like, industrial manufacturing, mining, oil and gas, and energy.
And for executives in these sectors, this deep dive is especially relevant. We're going to be unpacking some fascinating research about how AI is boosting innovation, what it means for the future of scientific work, and ultimately how it impacts your bottom line.
Okay, cool. So let's dive right in. The source material for this deep dive is an academic research paper about a real-world experiment where they had over 1,000 scientists in a high-tech R&D lab, and they gave them access to a powerful new AI tool that was designed to accelerate the discovery of new materials.
And what's really interesting about this study is that it wasn't just theoretical. This was, real scientists doing real research, and the results give us a glimpse into how AI is already transforming the R&D process.
Got it. So before we get into the AI, can you give us a quick overview of the traditional materials science R&D pipeline? Like, what are the key steps and where are the bottlenecks?
So imagine you're trying to cook up a brand new recipe. You start with an idea, you experiment with different ingredients, and hopefully you end up with something delicious. Material science R&D is pretty similar, but instead of ingredients, we're talking about elements and compounds. And instead of taste, we're looking for, specific properties like strength, flexibility, or conductivity.
So basically, scientists need to come up with new materials, figure out which ones are worth testing, run those experiments, and then if they're lucky, turn those discoveries into patents and eventually products.
Exactly. And each step in that process can be incredibly time-consuming and expensive. Just think about all the specialized equipment, the highly trained personnel, the sheer number of experiments that often, lead to dead ends. It's a long pipeline with many stages, and each one is crucial to success.
Right. Okay. So that's the traditional way. Now let's talk about this AI tool that's really shaking things up. What can this AI do that, humans can't?
Well, the AI tool used in this study is kind of like having an AI chef who can take your wish list of desired material properties, strength, flexibility, conductivity, whatever you need, and instantly generate potential new material recipes that are predicted to meet those specifications.
Wow, so it's like the AI is doing the brainstorming for you, like sifting through millions of possibilities to identify the most promising candidates. So did that actually work in practice? Like, did the AI lead to more discoveries?
The results were pretty impressive, actually. The scientists who used the AI tool discovered 44% more new materials than those who just used traditional methods. And it wasn't just about quantity either. The quality of the discoveries was also higher. The AI actually helped scientists create materials with better properties, pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Wow, that's a huge jump in productivity. But for executives listening in, the bottom line is what really matters. Did this increase in discoveries actually translate into real business outcomes?
Oh, absolutely. The study found a direct connection between using the AI and an increase in patent filings and product prototypes. Specifically, there was a 39% jump in patent filings and a 17% rise in product prototypes among the AI-assisted scientists.
So this wasn't just like an academic exercise, right? Mm-hmm. The AI led to real-world results that have the potential to create, totally new product lines and give companies a serious competitive edge.
And this is where it gets really interesting for executives, especially those of you in industrial manufacturing, mining, oil and gas, and energy. It's not just about, having the AI tool. There's more to the story.
Interesting. So not all scientists were like equally successful using the AI. What made the difference?
Exactly. It turns out not all scientists use the tool with the same effectiveness. Some saw amazing results while others, didn't really improve much at all. And the key difference was this thing the researchers called judgment.
Okay, judgment. What does that even mean when we're talking about using an AI for science?
So think of it this way, right? The AI can create tons of these potential material recipes, but it's the scientist who has to look at all those suggestions and decide which ones are actually worth pursuing. That's where judgment comes in. Being able to sift through all that data and spot those little details, and make smart decisions about where to focus.
So you can't just blindly trust the AI. Scientists have to use their own expertise and experience to, guide the AI and make sure it's looking in the right places.
Exactly. And the study found that judgment was directly related to how successful scientists were with the AI tool. Those with good judgment saw much better results in their productivity and how innovative their discoveries were. But the ones who had trouble understanding what the AI was suggesting didn't get much benefit.
That's a good takeaway for anyone who's managing a team of scientists or engineers,
mm-hmm.
you know, just having technical skills isn't enough anymore. You have to actually develop those human skills like critical thinking and decision making, right?
Absolutely. The study actually looked closer at what makes for strong judgment in this kind of setting. And it found that experience and specific knowledge in the field, whether it's manufacturing, mining, or energy, those are still super important.
Right, because the more you know about your field, the better you are at figuring out what the AI is telling you
yeah.
and making those decisions about what to do next. Makes sense.
And here's another thing that's really important for executives. The company actually let go of some of their scientists who weren't performing well after they started using the AI tool. It might sound a little harsh, but it shows how the whole idea of work is changing because of AI.
Oh, wow. That's a big deal. Sounds like they were serious about getting the most out of the AI.
Hmm.
So what happened to the scientists who were let go?
Well, the ones who were let go were mostly the ones who struggled with that judgment piece, those who weren't able to use the AI effectively. The company realized that in this new world of AI, being able to work alongside it is a really crucial skill.
So it's not just about having deep technical knowledge anymore. You also need to be able to, like, work with the AI and use your judgment to help it make decisions.
Exactly. And this has big implications for how companies recruit, train, and manage their teams. It's not enough to just hire the smartest scientists. You need people who can actually thrive in this AI environment and use their judgment to make smart decisions.
So how did this AI tool change the way scientists work day to day?
Well, one of the most interesting things the study found was that the AI changed how scientists spend their time. Basically, the AI took over a lot of the brainstorming, which gave scientists more time to focus on other parts of the research.
So it's kind of like having a tireless assistant that works all the time, coming up with new ideas. Mm-hmm. So instead of spending all their time analyzing data and running simulations, scientists can now let the AI do that.
Exactly. And this frees them up to do things that require more human judgment, like figuring out which of the AI's ideas are good, designing experiments, and figuring out what the results mean. It's a huge change to how research is done, and it could really speed up innovation.
Sounds great for any company that wants to stay ahead of the curve. But what about the scientists themselves? Did they, enjoy working this way?
That's a really important question, and it gets to the heart of some of the problems with using AI. Even though the AI clearly helped them do more, the study found that many scientists actually felt less satisfied with their work.
Really? That's surprising. You would think that making big discoveries faster would be more rewarding. So why were they less satisfied?
The survey results show that some scientists felt like they weren't using their skills enough. They spent less time being creative and coming up with ideas and more time on things that they thought were less interesting, like evaluating the AI's suggestions.
So the AI made them more productive, but it also took away some of the fun of discovery, that challenge that got them into science in the first place.
That's a really important point for anyone who's thinking about bringing AI into their company, right?
Exactly. Just because you can automate something doesn't mean you should.
Yeah.
You have to think about how it will affect your team, how they feel about their jobs, and the whole company culture.
So it sounds like using AI well means really thinking about how it will affect your people, your teams, and the whole way your company works.
Absolutely. And that's where good leadership is so important. Leaders need to be aware of the potential problems with AI and create a work environment where employees feel supported during these changes. This means things like giving them opportunities to learn new skills, talking openly about how AI is affecting things, and creating a culture that values both human expertise and new technology. So finding that sweet spot between AI and human expertise is super important for success in this new age of research. But what about the impact of AI outside of a lab? Like, how is it changing things in manufacturing, mining, and energy overall?
Well, we've focused on material science, but AI is having a big impact way beyond that. We're seeing it being used to make manufacturing more efficient, make supply chains run smoother, predict when equipment might fail, and even make workplaces safer.
So AI is popping up everywhere in these industries, from research and development to actual production. This seems like a huge opportunity for companies that are willing to make the change.
It definitely is. But using AI well takes more than just technical know-how. You need a real strategy, a deep understanding of your business, and a willingness to adapt.
So it's not just about throwing AI at every problem. You need to be smart about where and how you use it.
Exactly. AI isn't magic. It's a powerful tool that you need to use carefully and strategically, and always in combination with human knowledge and judgment. The companies that will do well in this future are the ones who figure out the right way for humans and machines to work together.
It seems like AI's impact on material science is already pretty big. and it has huge potential for industries like manufacturing, mining, and energy. But it's clear that navigating this new landscape requires thinking about both the opportunities and the challenges.
Definitely. AI isn't just a technology, it's a force for change. It's changing how we do research, how we work, and what the future looks like. As we move forward, it's important to remember that the key to success in this new world is being open to change, developing those important human skills, and never forgetting the human element.
Yeah, it's really interesting to think about how AI is not just changing the way research is done, but also like what it even means to be a good scientist or engineer these days.
That's a really important takeaway from all this, especially for leaders in these fields. Like for those of you in manufacturing, mining, energy, all those areas, it's a big signal that the things that made you successful before might not be enough in this new AI world.
So it's not just about understanding the tech itself. It's about knowing how to lead and manage when AI is part of, well, everything.
Exactly. Leaders need to figure out the best ways to use AI, what tech to actually invest in, and I think this is the big one, how to create a culture that embraces both the new and the human side of things.
Yeah, sounds like finding that balance is going to be key.
It is. It takes strong leadership to be able to see the big picture, get everyone excited about it, and really guide their companies through all this change that's happening so fast.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about AI's impact on research, the skills people need, and the challenges for leaders. But what about the bigger picture for these industries?
Honestly, we're only just starting to see what AI can really do. As these tools get even better and more complex, we can expect even bigger changes in how these industries work.
It makes you wonder about things like, could AI help manage entire supply chains, make manufacturing more eco-friendly, create personalized stuff, or even come up with whole new business models we haven't even thought of?
It's pretty mind-blowing to think about. And the companies who figure out how to use this power, how to adapt and be innovative, those are the ones who will be shaping the future.
But with all this potential, we have to think about the ethics too, right?
Yeah.
How do we make sure AI is used in a way that's responsible, fair, and good for everyone?
That's a really crucial question, and it's something we need to be thinking about right now as we're building and using these powerful technologies.
Yeah, it reminds us that AI isn't just some neutral tool. It reflects our values and choices. It's up to us to use it to build a better future for everyone.
Well, I think this deep dive has given us a good look at how AI is changing things like manufacturing, mining, and energy. It's a future full of both challenges and opportunities. And the companies that will do well are the ones that embrace change, encourage human creativity, and always remember that human element.
This has been such a fascinating look at AI's impact on material science and what it means for the industries that are shaping our world. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, keep learning, keep asking questions, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.